this time of year, we're all looking to matar ourselves, to prepare ourselves for Yemei Hadin. When Torah comes from a mikveh. A mikveh has in it, the minimum size mikveh is 40 saw. Every saw has in it 24 lug, which means a mikveh has in it 960 lug. If you take the days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, you have 40 days, times 24 hours is 960 hours. That every hour represents one lug in a mikveh. If you're missing one lug in a mikveh, you can't be matar yourself. So the Bali Musa say you're missing in Elul, you may Elul. Aseres Mechuvah, you're missing. At that time, it's too late. You missed the boat already. You cannot be matar yourself anymore. So we have to look for Eitzes. What do we do when in America it didn't work out so well this year? Elul was canceled due to lack of interest for the first 2 weeks. What do we do in America? So there's a Maisa of a bus driver in Eretz Yisrael who got a ticket for too many people on the bus. So he came to court, he pleaded not guilty. So the policeman said, he had too many people. He said, no, I didn't. The policeman said, I counted the people. There was that many people on the bus. So the judge turns to the driver and says, he counted the people. The driver says, I can prove that I didn't have that many people. It's impossible to fit that many people on a naked bus. So okay, the judge said, let's try it. They go outside, they check, and they see it's impossible to get that number of people on the bus. So the judge says, not guilty. They're on the way out of the court, and the policeman says to the driver, how did you pull that off? I counted the people. There were that many people on the bus. He says, I'll tell you, it's very simple. He says, your bus and my bus were different. Your bus was people trying to get on the bus. My bus was people who were going home from work, going to their families, going home to relax. They wanted to get home. When they tried to get on bus, there wasn't room. They pushed, machplatz, they made everybody squeezed in, breathed in, and they made sure they got on the bus. No matter what, by hook or by crook, they were getting on. Your bus, everybody's saying, hey, my Arbamas, stand back, don't bother me, I need my space. So of course then you couldn't fit that many people on the bus. What do you see? When you really care about something, you can squeeze more people in the space. In time as well, when you really care, you can squeeze into a smaller time and you can get done what needs to get done. And the truth is, it's a Mefurish Chazal. Over and over in Dafayomi you get now. Bocha Rebbe. Yesh Misha Koina Lomi B'Sha'achas V'yesh Misha Koina Lomi B'Kamashonim. You can be Koina a whole world. You can be Mesakon a whole year in Sha'achas. It's Shaykh to do it. But what do we do? How do we do? Number one is we have to recognize the Yemei Hadin. And that's very difficult to do when a couple of days ago everybody was still partying in the summer. And now all of a sudden we're talking about Yemei Hadin. One has to realize and think about it. And people are very nonchalant. They think they dip the apple in the honey. And they know when they're in kindergarten, they taught them, they'll have a sweet new year. And Rahman Litzlan, I know many people who dipped the apple in the honey last year, and they're not here this year. So obviously that doesn't work so well, the dipping the apple in the honey. So we've got to come up with better answers than that. And the first is recognize. And I think one of the ways perhaps you see how little we recognize is, imagine like this, there's a person who is before the judge, and there's a court case, is told sentencing is going to be in 2 weeks' time. Comes the day of sentencing, and the judge can give this man anywhere between 7 years and 25 years in jail. And it comes the day of sentencing, the judge sits up there, and the defendant gets an opportunity now to plead for mercy, to apologize to his victims. He's got this chance. They're sitting in court, the judge turns, says to the attorney there, excuse me, where's your client? He says, I've no idea. They wait and wait. Finally, the lawyer calls up, and he asks the client, where are you? What happened? Where are you? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm in the middle of a game now. Oh, forget about it. Just take care of it without me. The judge hears that. What's the judge going to do? He's going to throw the book at him. You don't care. You're not interested. He'll give him 25 years. If you don't care, the judge is not going to care. And what happens during our service in Meitshuva? We're given an opportunity to plead for life. We have achsoiv l'chayim toivim. What happens? We forget. Okay. I don't have to repeat Shema Esrei. Oh yeah, Melech HaKodesh, that's annoying already. You have to repeat the whole Shema Esrei again. But anything else, Zachrein L'chaim, a person forgets it, they feel nonchalant about it. It's not such a big deal. How could you feel it's not a big deal? It's an opportunity to plead for life. But it's just a simon to us, we don't take it serious enough. Number one is, take it seriously. There really is a court case. I was giving a ride the other week to a girl, and she was almost in tears, because when I picked her up, she just dropped off a car. She got a license a month ago, and by mistake, she was driving in a 50 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour speed limit area. And 20 miles over the speed limit is quite a ticket, that. And while she was in my car, she had to call her father. It was quite a difficult call to make. And again, you would see how much she was tittering. When the court case, and what's going to be the court case? And this court case is a lot more than about a ticket. So the first thing is, we have to recognize it's real. Then we have to do something. In America, everybody likes it light, easy. We like the scales to be light. We like the food to be light, the beer to be light, and even the word light. You have to spell it L-I-T-E. Have to have it light. Easy in America. That's how it has to be. So we have to find a quick and easy way that we can have be zoicha in Yom HaDin. So I'd like to suggest perhaps a way you can be zoicha quickly. In this short time possible, you can make it. Somebody asked Rabbi Avigdor Miller, what is the avoida on Rosh Hashanah? Strangely enough, he answered, the avoida on Rosh Hashanah is to be besimcha. That's the avoida. Now, I was wondering, what does that mean? Avoida is to be besimcha Rosh Hashanah? That is the avoida sayoyim. So I think you could say pshat, from a story a maysa once heard, a marshal once had the Rashiva say over, then imagine you've got two people working a business. And one of them, he sees that his neighbor is in the cubicle next to him. He gets a raise, a corner office, a promotion, and they're treating him kavod malachim. And he, nothing. So he goes over to the boss, and he tells the boss, I don't understand it. That I'm here every day, I get here 10 to 9, I'm here early, I stay late, I work diligently. And this guy next to me, I see he comes late, leaves early, takes a two-hour lunch break, is on his cell phone the whole time, plays on the computer. How come he gets the promotions? He gets everything. Makes no sense at all. So he says, you don't understand. We're here in a business to make money. And he came up with an idea for an alternative fuel. We're going to make millions and millions of dollars because of him. So it makes sense then. He gets the raises. He gets everything because he's bringing business to the company. We're here in this world to be marabei kavod shamayim, to bring people into the business. If a person does the mitzvahs besimcha, it means other people are going to be attracted. Other people are going to do mitzvahs. And you pick up through that thousands and thousands and millions of schusim through it. So you attract other people, and you get all those schusim as well. So Rabbi Shlom can overlook other things you did. If a person, he works diligently, but is not mechazik other people at all, all he cares about is himself, then again there's a danger. He has to worry more. In this short time we have, that some of us, I don't know who, but some people, I'm sure, that when they look at the averas are down here and the mitzvahs are up there. The averas are much heavier. How do you move it? Move it quickly. To start doing mitzvahs enough in this short time, a year's worth of mitzvahs you can't fit in. But if you do the type of mitzvahs, there's marbei kavod shamayim, that affects other people, which in the yeshiva you have that opportunity daily, constantly, every time you come to davening. You come in time to davening. And then other people might walk out the room with you. But if you sit in your classroom and they stay in the classroom with you, then what happens? Not only are you not getting those chusim, but it could be, Rahman al-Islam is the opposite. So you have an opportunity. When you sit in Shmuz and Seder, and you have Chabur al-Shmuz and Seder, it affects people. But imagine it, you're sitting in learning shtag. When the Seder begins at 7:45, not pshat, you walk in at 7:45. Because if you walk in at 7:45, that's not the Seder begins 7:45. 7:45 means there's 1 hour Seder. So 7:45 means the Sforim have to be open already, and you begin learning when the second hand hits 12, that 7:45. But if somebody walks in at 7:45, they think, I'm on time. I made it. No, you didn't. 7:45 is when the Seder begins. So if a person walks in time, and he starts at 7:45, what happens? Other people see, oh, the Seder started. They come in and start, but you start hanging around. Then other people hang around, and each one is mechazik the other one to hang around. The more people to learn, the more effect you have on the other people. These are opportunities we have. And in yeshiva particularly, because the ikar is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. And the opposite as well is Bittul Torah Keneged Kulam. The chusim you can get for being marabei kavod shamayim with Talmud Torah. And also, I don't know, I was trying to find a makor, but we know after 120, Ein tchilas dino shel odom el al divrei Torah. The din starts with Torah. And I don't know Rosh Hashanah if it does. I did not find a makor for it. But certainly a good chance it does. And it's certainly one of the most important, if not probably the most important thing that's going to be discussed there. So it's important to mechazik yourself. Make sure you're in time for Seder. Come in time for davening. Don't leave the Seder early. Don't walk out in the middle. Don't hang around outside. You're hanging around outside and somebody comes and joins and schmoozes with you. Again, you're putting somebody else down. But you walk in and they come in, you get those chusim. These are the mitzvahs we do now. The mitzvah will guarantee us, mitzvah, to be the Rebbeinu Shlomo Shraiter, the Ksiva, Ksiva Toiva, a good Rebbeinu Shlomo.